Hello, and welcome to Put People First Radio. Put People First Radio tells the untold stories of everyday Vermonters and reports on their struggles to organize for a government that puts people and the planet first. In this episode, we'll hear about the Vermont State budget hearings. Stay tuned. On Monday, February 13th, the Vermont Legislature held hearings about the 2013 Vermont State Budget. These hearings were held throughout Vermont Interactive Television, where people can testify at 18 locations across the state. The hearings were packed with over 150 members of the Put People First, People's Budget campaign, who were there to talk about how they have experienced the human rights crisis in Vermont, and to call for a state budget that puts people and the planet first.
My name is David Papierski. I'm with the Vermont Workers Center. I am 53 years old and healthy. I am lucky because I can't afford health care. I am a construction worker who lives in poverty. This winter, I will have to apply for food stamps again, the second winter in a row. The recession has wiped my savings out. My present hourly wage of $13 per hour is the same wage I earned over 20 plus years ago. This while the rich keep getting richer. They make the rules and the laws. When will they understand to put people first, not profit?
It's nearly impossible to find a place to live that's affordable. I'm working two part-time jobs to pay rent, which is more than half of my income. The other half goes to groceries and utilities. The housing market in Burlington is completely saturated, making it easy for landlords to overcharge tenants. The rents in this city make paying for other living expenses a constant struggle. And affordable housing isn't just an issue here in Burlington. People all over the state struggle to access safe, affordable housing.
I struggle to have a livable wage job, and even with 8 years of experience and 2 degrees, I live check to check. With an extra $400 coming out of my pocket, a check-to-check job, I find myself struggling to keep a roof over my children's head, food on the table, and heat in our home. I work hard like many Vermonters do, but with increasing health insurance, education costs, housing, and the cost of raising children, I can be bankrupt before I even turn the age of 35. We need affordable higher education, more programs in Vermont that provide student loan forgiveness. We need our government to look at these needs as fundamental rights for all of us, to have the ability to receive an education, stay warm, eat well, work long, and live happy. We shouldn't have to choose between these things or compete for which one is more important. I ask that you have all of these needs as an important and that they are all related.
The people's budget is about dignity, that they need to have a good paying job, affordable health care, affordable housing, affordable education, a clean environment, healthy food, and a safety net for those who need it. I'm a 34-year public works employee, and my work is to make the roads safe for all of those who use them. Tropical Storm Irene threw a challenge at us last year, and the workers and volunteers from all over the state met that challenge. We are now challenging you, our legislators, to give us a budget that meets the needs of the people so that we can all live our lives in the dignity we deserve.
Our budget should be about meeting the needs of Vermonters. We need a budget that puts peoples first. Thank you.
Vermonters have shown that they are Vermont strong. I hope the legislators can show that they are Vermont strong too.
The following day, on Tuesday, February 14th, Vermont Workers Center member David Kreinler testified at the State House in the House Appropriations Committee. David spoke about the need for a people's budget that ensures that all Vermonters' needs are met.
What we know for sure is that many Vermonters lack adequate health care, housing, food, education, work, and other fundamental human needs. We know that an increasing number of Vermonters is falling into poverty, and that the disparity between rich and poor is too great and is continuing to grow. We also know that the natural environment upon which all life depends continues to be destroyed by unsustainable consumption and pollution. For decades now, we have suffered from tax policy that favors the rich and powerful corporate interests. And budget deficits resulting largely from revenue policy have been used as justification for so-called austerity, which means that the most vulnerable among us suffer most. Revenue policy must follow from budget policy, not vice versa. In other words, the budget must be crafted with the intention of making measurable progress toward meeting Vermonters' needs and thus upholding human rights. And revenue policy must fully fund the resulting budget.
Finally, David announced a bill put forward by the People's Budget Campaign that would require that the budget process meets human rights principles of universality, equity, transparency, accountability, and participation, and that the budget ensures that all Vermonters' fundamental needs are met.
As I mentioned earlier, there's a certain disconnection between Vermonters and the state budget process. The People's Budget Campaign believes that the first step toward addressing this disconnection is to adopt into law a clear and explicit set of principles that would guide the budget process, codifying what it means to put people first and helping you as elected representatives to explain what it means when you say that your desire and intention is to put people first. To those ends, we're offering legislation that would establish budget principles for the state. This legislation would clarify the purpose of our state budget, would establish principles for spending and revenue policy, would make explicit the relationship between budget and tax policy, would introduce a mechanism for accountability, would call for the development and implementation of meaningful public participation in the budget process, and would increase transparency by requiring the publication of a People's Budget Report as part of the budget process. None of us accepts the suffering of an increasing number of Vermonters. Our state budget should be a document that reflects the values of our community.
Put People First Radio is a project of the Vermont Worker Center and the Put People First campaign. For more information, go to www.workerscenter.org/media/radio.